You got halfway through a chorus.
Why do you know all the lyrics?
Because I'm...
You know lyrics like Green Day. Fuck off. All right.
I'm sorry. Who doesn't? I mean, obviously I'm excluding Gen Zs from this because you know. But like, seriously?
My wife wants to be an American idiot.
Okay, I don't like that one.
She is an American idiot.
I really don't like that one. I like the others.
Born of all the social medias.
You know that's not me now.
Playing with all the cat cafes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Showing all the cat memes. So she can look at pussy in secret.
Do you like all the cat memes I send you? The answer is yes.
Sure.
Good.
But we are... You know, the human podcast, welcome my favorite retards that enjoy getting your ears assaulted by my nonsensical ramblings.
But you have a nice voice.
Do I?
You got that gravel underneath.
That gravel.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
If you have too much gravel, you're a creep. You like work at the graveyard and you look like Edgar from Men in Black.
Do you get paid good money doing that stuff?
What, working at the cemetery?
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, so like, why are you shaming them for making bank?
Usually they just don't look... You don't see hot guys working at the cemetery. You see Mexicans and like some weird dude with like a limp in one eye, you know, working at the cemetery. And it's like, oh.
Well, that's just a requirement of any cemetery.
They're like... It's you know, like a good-looking guy comes in and is like, hi, I'd like to work for the cemetery. You're hired. And they poke out his eye and break his leg.
Yeah.
They're like, welcome to the cemetery.
Now the old guy can finally retire.
And then they bang him in the head with a shovel and make him retarded.
Yeah, he needs to have like the dip in one side of his skull.
Like Max Haas from Wolfenstein. Max Haas. I dig holes. And that's it. It's like, oh no. My son was a normal boy before he went to the work for the cemetery. Now he's all retarded in all this. Oh, this poor boy. Rick and Morty finally finished up. And I've had to like watch all the episodes like with the retarded YouTube ones.
Why?
Because like they don't let me just pay for it. I'll pay them $20 an episode to watch it just, you know, free and clear.
You had your OnlyFans account.
What? No.
Oh.
That'd be cool. Like if someone wants to start an OnlyFans and it's like, you can watch uninterrupted Rick and Morty. I'm like, yeah, I'll pay that. Like. You know, I don't understand.
Wait, so they don't release through a mainstream platform?
Okay, so if you want to watch Rick and Morty as it comes out, you have to have access to like DirecTV or some cable provider. Xfinity will do it too. But I'm not sitting here trying to pay a whole bunch of money to just watch Rick and Morty. I'm not like going to pay $300 a month and get locked into some stupid shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's stupid expensive. You know, cable TV with the commercials, stupid expensive. I get a YouTube premium. That way I can, you know, listen to someone read me Reddit and without commercials. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, my God.
All you do is just DVR something, and then you can watch it later, and then just fast forward.
I live in the world where I don't even want to have to fast forward. I am that fucking like back in the day, you had no option. You just switched to another channel and hoped that that wasn't on a commercial as well, and then hoped you switched back in time.
What are you talking about?
Okay, back in the day, when you had, you know, cable over the, you know, air and it's all free. What? Yes, TV used to be free.
Okay, no, I'm not going to ask another dumb question and lower myself in your eyes. Continue. I'm sure I'll figure it out in the long term.
It's still technically free. You just only get the local channels.
Yeah, I don't want any of the free ones. Okay, I want like HGTV. I want the History Channel. I want TLC. I want to see like aliens and retards with houses.
Wait, you'll watch Hallmark movies with me?
I never said Hallmark. I said TLC.
You would? You would?
TLC has hoarders on it.
You would?
Hoarders.
There's a movie where the dog and the human look exactly alike and it's disturbing.
Hoarders. Or like My 600 Pound Life. You know, like these ones where like TLC has me figured out. Like it like, ugh. If they didn't have clips on YouTube of everything I just wanted to see, oh my God, I'd have to pay for it.
Really?
Yeah, oh my God. Like you go on TLC and it's like, oh, Little People, Big World. And it's like, oh my gosh, what is it like for the little person? And, you know, so you can like watch it guilt-free without having to gawk at a person with actual feelings. You just get to gawk at them through the TV and know they got paid.
What about 90 Day Fiancé?
Never watched it.
What?
Never watched it. Like falling in love in 90 days. Gay.
So technically they've known each other before that. It's just this is like the final step in the K-1 visa process where they have 90 days to actually go through with getting married. And
you
stuff.
Said I love you before 90 days, just so you know.
No, I didn't.
And you said it first.
Yeah, that's okay. These are the words on how you get a blowjob. I love you. You say that to a woman, she's on her knees sucking your dick.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? That's it.
We had not moved up to blowjobs at that point. It was still just heavy petting.
That's all I wanted at that point. You know, I'm like, maybe if I say I love you, maybe she'll, you know, give me a mouth hug. And
oh my.
And
I don't.
Guess what? It worked. It worked. You fucking tell a woman a little white lie.
I was impressed by your honesty.
I love you. Oh my God, suck my dick. And she does. Like women, like wait until the man comes out
of the closet.
Of the closet, or just, you know, comes out and like, you know, gives you something actually nice. Something of value, something you can resell after you're done sucking his dick.
What?
That way you can feel more like, you know, a classy woman.
What?
That way if it doesn't work out, you know, okay, cool. He got me diamond earrings. Okay,
so why haven't you got me diamond earrings?
Because you already sucked my dick. You're a
you
cheap lay.
I guess so.
And I got you a fucking wedding and I'm getting you a house.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
So you're sitting here being like, why don't you give me diamond? Would you rather have diamond earrings? I'll get you diamond earrings and we can live on the street. Do you want that?
No, babe. You have no idea of my taste in jewelry.
I mean, like, I just get you some fucking tacky shit and be like, these are actually cubic zirconia.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? They're cheap and they look just fine. I don't care about the legitimacy of a gemstone.
It's like, this is an illegitimate gemstone. You are not, you know, privy to the throne anymore. The throne of diamonds. But Papa, I look great. You are made in a lab, you incel retard.
Yeah. But it's cheap. Oh, and it's renewable. Oh, and it doesn't fucking have to have the environment dug up by fucking third world people who have no choice and drowned in fucking caves. No. That was a very poor assimilation of words, but that's what I was trying to say.
Okay, she's just trying to complain about the fucking blood diamonds over there in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Wait, I'm not quite sure I know what you mean.
Okay, so over there in like war-torn countries, they enslave the people.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
And make them, you know, work for diamonds, and then they exchange the diamonds for weapons so they can, you know, fight whatever fight they're fighting.
Because that's how you help the world.
And that is called a conflict diamond or a blood diamond.
Ooh.
And so they're, you know, they just kind of go through and it's like, is this a, you know, a conflict diamond? You know, you can never tell.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So lab grown ones are like, it's like eating like freaking, ugh.
Yeah. Lab grown diamonds, you know, pretty garbage.
No.
Diamonds in general are garbage. Like,
okay, I understand. What
you know, De Beers Corporation. Fuck you.
That's who I was trying to remember. I kept coming up with Barrettes, and I'm like, that's not no De Beers. Right.
Yeah, these assholes are like, you know, if we just They're you dicks. Know make it to where it's a fucking monopoly, and no one says shit about it. But you know, hopefully these
that's like a 3% problem.
Hopefully these fucking retards that are, you know, now poor can't afford diamonds. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, maybe if we just put a little bit more out there, maybe, you know, it was a whole ad campaign, you know, diamonds are forever. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. You should spend 3 months' salary to get a fucking worthless piece of jewelry for your wife.
Don't ever do that.
Just, you know, get a cock ring and like make it hit her clit, make it go crazy, mm-hmm. make her come on your cock. Make her come without using your penis. You know, that's way more of a give.
Wait, can you do that with a cock ring, though?
Yeah, of course. I can just, you know, rub the cock ring on your pussy. I'm like, there
Where
you go.
Where's the cock, though? Or did you, like, flip it upside down?
I mean...
No, he... The cock
I can just put it... I can just put it on my finger and be like,
I thought we were still talking about with it attached to your dick.
I mean, yeah, I can just, you know, like kind of like push it down.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
And just like kind of like, you know, push our mons pubises together.
That was gross. Didn't say that.
Although,
should I be impressed you know that?
Just my mons pubis touching your mons pubis.
No, it just sounds like my mom's.
My mom's pubis?
Oh, like, God. Like this.
Oh, yeah, talking about moms.
Hey, Shout out.
You know, Courtney, do you still talk to your mom? No, not my mom.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
She has a healthy relationship with her mother.
I do, too.
Low key.
I mean, you know, I don't want
it's
anyone...
Better.
I don't.
I'm very proud of you.
I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It was fucking... Mamma's. It was Mamma's birthday.
You didn't call her?
Did you call her?
No, because I thought you had called her, and I was going to shoot her a text, and then I came home, and I blacked the fuck out. I was so tired.
It has been fucking...
Okay, you know what I'm going to do?
You better text her right now.
That's what I'm doing.
Text her in the middle. Hey, happy belated birthday. It was yesterday.
I'm late for everyone's birthday.
It's fine.
Okay. This is one.
I don't think she wants to, you know, be reminded.
Too late.
Like, you get to the point where you get old and you're just like, I don't want to just stop reminding me. I don't even want to know when my birthday is. I'm like, just like that's why my dad is my favorite because he forgets and he's like, yeah, happy birthday. How old are you? And I can lie and be like, oh, I'm 27. Aww. Sorry, it's a little late.
Okay, there are customs that must be observed between me and my grandmother-in-law, so shush.
Shush. You better say it's from both of us, because I'm the one that reminded you.
No, it's up to you to fix your mistakes.
I will just call her and then have like an hour-long conversation.
That'd be wonderful.
You know, I was going to do it earlier today.
Oh, were you?
But I was wanting you to be here for it.
Uh-huh.
But you were working.
And that's my fault.
I'm here busy buying a fucking house.
Uh-huh.
What have you done for it? Do you even know?
Know that I understand this, and this is why I was really nervous about this, is because I knew I could not contribute until my fucking car is paid off. Okay, I didn't understand how much car loan sucked until I got a car loan. Like, I am...
Your car loan doesn't suck!
I know, babe, that makes it even worse that it still sucks for me.
I know people with $800 a month car loans.
I know, and I am never, ever, ever going to put myself in that fucking condition.
Here's the thing. Save up $1,000. Buy yourself a cheap car. Just, you know, there's going to be a fucking nut stain in the back. It's fine. Ignore it. Put a blanket over it. It's fine.
Is $1,000 what you should expect that? It's been 15 minutes.
Just, I hope it fucking squirts you in your eye.
Okay, fine. Let me put my mic down so I'm ready to chug.
Oh. My wife is like opening a beer that she kicked off the table. She's like, she Spartan kicked it off. It's like, this is Sparta. Oh, and it's squirting her in her eyes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Just like my cum tonight. Right into your eyeballs.
Oh my God, this beer is amazing.
Yeah, she, my wife loves weird fucking beers.
Okay, I'm just, yeah. I'm just a fucking microbrew snob. Okay,
what is this beer called?
Okay, this is Lucky Red, which is an Imperial Irish Red Ale.
Yeah, I'll just stick with Dasakis, Heineken, just the basic shit.
You drink Dasakis?
Yes.
Why do you never bring home Dasakis?
I have it in the garage right now.
Oh my God.
It is for me.
But I like Dasakis too.
Yeah, no, you just sit here and drink my beers. No.
I drink basically any beer that's not fucking horse piss.
Yeah, no. You know, Tecate, Dasakis, these Mexican beers, Corona. Oh, yeah.
Babe.
Get a Corona with a lime? Fuck yeah.
I miss lime.
And I love how retarded people were. People were like, oh, Corona, that's, you know, going to give me coronavirus.
Wait.
People actually thought this.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's got to be fake news.
Nope.
No.
Literally, over at Costco, they had, like, all the beer was, like, almost sold out. You know, Corona's full, untouched.
That's so dumb.
Also, only white people go to Costco. Like,
I know. This is why white people really need more predators. We are so out of balance. And like, look what we're producing.
Like, you know, I go into Costco and like, no homeless in here, sir. The fuck are you doing in here? Like, I have to go in with white people.
Yeah, i.e. me.
Oh, and that reminds me. So earlier this week, I went to go rent a car for my buddy. I went to National Car Rental.
You've always used.
I've used them forever.
And it's been good.
Every single time I can just go in, boom, boom, boom. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And I come in with my roommate who happens to be a black guy. So a Mexican and a black guy come up. And there's a couple other black chicks like down the way, like, you know, causing problems because, you know, they're, you know.
They are just as marginalized, if not even worse. They have to get any fucking kind of attention. Okay, seriously, they're so disrespected. Continue.
I think it's just because they had nice hair.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I get up there and he's like, oh, yeah. On top of this, I want to charge you a $400 deposit. I'm like, no. You're not going to get to charge me a $400 deposit. You know, suck my dick.
No.
Wait, $400 deposit for what?
For a car. For a car rental. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's $200 to rent the car. And I'm doing it through a corporate account. And I've rented it plenty of times. You know, I've rented it with my wife,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
White person. I rented it with my dad, white person.
Mm-hmm.
The second I bring in a black guy, like, oh no, hell no. He's probably going to be smoking blunts in the car and, you know, picking up bitches. No, we can't have no, you know, okay. It's a $400 fine to, you know, have a black guy inside your car. Seems a bit racist. And he's like, this is a new policy just, you know, put in. I'm like, I know you're talking bullshit because less than a month ago, I rented a car for a full week. No problem. No deposit. You know, before that, I rented a car for 10 days, you know, local. Same thing that I'm trying to do right now. For my dad, you know, from one airport to another, and no deposit. And second I bring a black guy, like, fuck you, deposit now, money, extra money. And anytime you, like, pay a deposit, like, I can understand if it's like, you know, you're paying with a debit card. It's like, okay, here, take a deposit, that's fine. Usually that's what it is. You're paying with a debit card and they take a deposit, and that's fine. I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm paying with a credit card. I'm like, here.
Yeah.
Boom. And I'm like, no. I'm like, any like said, you know, deposit like as he, I'm like, no. You can fuck off with all that bullshit. I just let Tron use my car. I'm like, I have a motorcycle. So I can get around just fine.
I would have offered Tron my car for the gas efficiency, but I can't drive stick.
I know. But yeah, no, I just made sure that it was all up to snuff. You know, tires are all good. Everything's good. I have no idea where his car is at.
Huh. Wait, what happened to Tron's car?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It just comes and goes. You know?
It might be over at his mom's house. Might be in the shop. I don't know where the hell it's at.
You know, it just comes and goes. Sometimes you don't see it for weeks and all of a sudden it's there every day.
But, yeah. I fucking got all, you know, got all this shit done. And I just rented a U-Haul. I have a U-Haul in the front of my house. Mm-hmm. And, you know. No, it's not in the road at all.
I said it's off the road.
It's off the road in my driveway. Mm-hmm. And yeah, $80. You know, fully insured, a full day. So I have to return it tomorrow night.
Gotta move shit.
Yeah, I have to move shit out of this house. I have to be out by the end of the month.
Thank you.
And I haven't really done anything.
I've packed 3 boxes. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
3 boxes.
That's still more than you. Okay. No, I've like, oh my God, Courtney, support me here. Support.
No.
Oh,
no. You totally call me out too. So shut up.
Okay. You know what? You're right. I deserve this.
Yeah.
You're so mean to me.
You called me out before when I did it. When I was moving, you called me out. So fuck you. I'm trying to say that you wouldn't.
Okay, I'm going to use Alex's excuse here. We need to get all the big stuff out before we can make any headway.
I need to get all the big stuff out because I'm the one that
try to help.
I'm the one that has all the big stuff. I'm the one that purchased it all.
Well, obvs.
I'm the one that came in with the big paychecks. I'm like, ba-boom, I'd like a refrigerator, please. Ba-boom, I'd like a washer and dryer, please.
Fucking blue collar, so hot.
And you're like,
oh my.
I want a backpack for my iPad.
Because I don't have money to buy fun stuff.
And sushi. Oh, she's like, I get sushi 3 times a week and I have no idea why I can't afford anything.
No, I get sushi twice a month. That is my max.
Babe, we've gotten sushi 5 times this month already. There's literally a sushi bag right there on the ground.
We have not gotten it 5 times this month. We haven't even had it once this month.
We had it.
It's August.
Yes, we've had it twice so far this month. 100%.
We've had it once.
When Tron's daughter was here, you got it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that one you got it. And then a couple days ago, actually, you got it.
No, a couple days ago, I was making lunches for work.
No, because I remember I was like laying in bed. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, I got more sushi.
Because you put it in the fridge for me.
No.
Yes.
It's brand new sushi.
No, babe.
So that's $300 a month.
Now he's just trying to make a point.
it's expensive to eat out.
Alex just needs to go over her budget, come up with a certain amount she can spend. Because sometimes she just, it's hard to budget.
I mean, well, that's why we have separate bank accounts.
Yes.
So
I see my policies.
So I don't get to like see how much money she spends on Amazon or another dumb shit. And
no, I have a budget for that too, and mainly it's for cat food.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, like I spend money on, you know, necessary shit, and mm-hmm. I live out on the road, so it's like I get to eat fucking Pop-Tarts and pussy. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
You're not allowed to eat pussy on the road.
Why not?
Because I said no women.
They identify as man.
That's a fucking loophole, and it's kind
of it's the greatest loophole of all time, okay? So, like, imagine this.
That's a compliment.
imagine, like, you know, you're a gay dude and, you know, you just, you know, got railed out by like a big old bull. Just, oh, and you look at him and you're like, I kind of feel like a woman right now. I'm going to identify as a woman. And like, you know, gay guys kick down the front door. Hey, you. Yeah, you're having sex with a woman right now. We're taking away your gold star gay card.
Oh my God, you're just shaming bi people at this point.
No.
Oh my God.
A man with a penis fucking another man with a penis. And then, you know, he's like, I feel like a woman. And just like kind of traps him into being straight.
Oh my God.
I'm fully on the side of the trans people here. I'm on everyone's side. But, you know, he's no longer gold star gay.
I put that on my foot and it hurts now.
Take it off.
Ow.
But yeah, I mean, you just sitting there and be like, oh, yeah, that was great. You're making me feel like a woman. He's like, no! I was the gayest man of all time. And it's like, it's okay, Donald Trump. You'll get him next time.
I'm not laughing at that.
I feel like Donald Trump could secretly be like a gay dude.
Don't say that.
Why?
That's just rude.
How is that rude?
It's rude.
It's rude to your favorite president. I get it. I'm sorry, babe.
No, he's your favorite president. I don't have a favorite president. They all fucking suck.
You're like, I love Donald Trump. Oh my God, I want to suck his wrinkly balls. But I feel like it'd be like mozzarella cheese and like kind of get down my throat.
Do
and
not
like,
reference dick cheese at this point in time.
Like you just like suck these like old balls and it's like mozzarella and you're like choking on his like balls, like his scrotum. Like,
ah. Wait, his balls are going down my throat?
Yeah, because they're like stringy, like, you know, like mozzarella cheese. Like, and he's like, ah. And it's like hairy too. It's like.
You're disgusting.
I know. I never said I was like a good guy. I feel like old people just have like huge balls because they don't get to come no more. And so that's why they're all pissy all the time.
You really? Oh my God.
I mean, what if there's like an opposite world to this? Where like.
There is.
Where everything is, you know, exactly opposite.
There are multiple planes of existence.
So like instead of like. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, it's like Jeffrey Abstain. And like everyone's pissed off at him because like he doesn't have sex with anyone and like he's really hot and all the women want to fuck him. But they're like, come on, Jeffrey Epstein, just have sex with me. He's like, no, I must abstain. I do not have intercourse. And he's like a perfect gentleman about it. And like, oh, and he like helps orphans.
Haven't you ever read 1984?
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
No, I didn't read 1984. I was born in 1991.
That's the one with the firehouse.
That's Fahrenheit.
No,
that's,
thank you.
That's Fahrenheit 51, I think.
Fahrenheit 51? Like just a Fahrenheit, just an average day.
I was talking about a book, dude.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about Fahrenheit 151, but.
Wait, it's 151? Yes. Are you sure?
Wait, isn't that a alcohol percentage?
No.
Fahrenheit, yeah. 151.
Oh, it's not 415?
Or 451.
Oh, dang it. I hate my dyslexia.
So it's Fahrenheit 451?
Fahrenheit 451.
I was closer than you.
By Ray Bradbury. Seems like a boring book. I've never read it.
I didn't make a pun out of... I don't know why he didn't make
a pen. I read it. It was pretty interesting.
What was it about?
It's kind of like Blade Runner-ish, but not as good.
See, like I like the movie the Time Traveler's Wife because his wife dies and he like has a time machine, so he goes back and just like watches her die in different ways.
Well, yeah.
And he like realizes that he cannot save her, no matter what. He's like, okay, you stay inside. And, you know, she, like, chokes on his dick and dies. It's like, no!
This is literally the plot line at the end of season 3 of Seven Deadly Sins.
There's a time machine?
Okay, obviously, I'm paralleling, but continue. It's archetypes at this point.
Yeah, I mean, like, I stopped watching it because I'm just like, fucking Netflix. I'm like, I'll wait.
I haven't watched the last season, so don't do any big spoilers.
Oh, I haven't watched the last season either. I've been too busy.
The blonde dude dies. They all die.
No, shut up.
He's died literally every single season. He died twice in season 3.
Yeah, it was cool when Dragon Ball did it.
And he was only semi-erected. Okay, I bow my head to that.
Yeah, like Goku would die like all the time. But no, Goku has tetanus. Oh no, Goku is dead. Okay, he has a halo for some reason. Is he able to train? Let's wish him back with the Dragon Balls. And it's like, and they just continuously do it. It's like, oh no, Krillin's dead and Goku's dead. Wish him back with the Dragon Balls.
I just love all the memes.
And just like Thanos gets a hold of him. It's like, I wish everyone was dead. And he's like, haha, I win. Fuck you. And then they like get more Dragon Balls and like, I wish everyone was alive. It's like, fuck.
How many balls can a dragon have?
Of course, right?
Are they like continuously growing like teeth?
There's like 7 Dragon Balls and like there's like multiple planets and each planet has its own Dragon Balls or something stupid like.
I assume they have a teeth of a reptile.
No, it's Shenron, and he's a big old green dragon. That big boob lady from that Dragon Maid anime you like.
Oh, I thought you were going to reference Space Dandy. I mean, I'm quite happy with your choice, but...
Yeah, the big boob lady that I'm sure...
she's the one in a kimono who's basically me.
There's porn of her.
There's porn of everything.
Rule 34. If it exists, there's porn of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, is there porn of Toaster? It's like, you know, brave little Toaster porn. I'm like, oh no, not my childhood.
No. I know what that is, which is even worse, but no.
What was the vacuums? What? Have you ever seen Brave Little Toaster?
Okay, the vacuum's name was Nunu, but that wasn't.
No, that's Teletubbies.
Okay, thank you for saying it because I wasn't going to get further.
Vacuum name and Brave Little Toaster.
Oh my god.
It's like Edgar. Oh, Kirby.
Oh, god. The fuck is that?
It's the vacuum from Brave Little Toaster.
I thought Brave Little Toaster was a puppet show.
No, it's a cartoon.
I thought it was a puppet show. Is it not a puppet show?
No.
Is my entire childhood... Okay, I have very limited memories.
Brave Little Toaster.
It's not a puppet
show. There's a light, there's a blanket.
Okay.
Yeah, there's, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's a radio. Yeah, the blanket. It's like a heated blanket. The vacuum, Kirby. I
think it was a puppet show.
Yeah, you're probably just thinking about Teletubbies.
No, there was a puppet show. Maybe it was the one with the dancing tooth.
With the dancing tooth?
Yes! I can't give you more details beyond that.
With the there's. I'm like.
Okay, all the people who were like the voices in Little Toaster have like really old photos, which means they're probably all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. This was like 50 years ago.
Oh. Disney owns it now.
Yeah, of course. They owned it back in the day, too.
Oh, yes, I do want a summary. Thank you.
Yes, like the Brave Little Toaster goes on an adventure to do something.
He's going to reunite with his old owner.
Yeah, that's what they all do. Toy Story. We're toys, and oh no, we got left behind by our toy master. Let's go find Andy.
Oh my god, this plotline is so dumb.
Yeah, they're all dumb. Because they're meant to entertain dumb children.
Oh my god, he dies?
Oh, Who dies?
The Brave Little Toaster, yeah.
I am so much happier now that I know he died.
I kind of want to rewatch this movie now.
We are not rewatching this. This looks dumb as fuck.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, they're, like, on a train at some point, I think, and, like, the light gets broken. Like, I am operating on, like, 30-year-old memories here, so...
You do not have memories as a fucking infant.
I do.
No, you do not. Your brain. No. Your brain dumps all of its memories by the time you reach 3 and resets.
Okay. No, I definitely. Okay, let's go over some memories of my childhood.
Uh-huh, when you were an infant.
When I was a little bitty baby, I remember, uh-huh. you know, growing up just with my mom.
As an infant.
As a wee baby boy, as a bouncing baby boy. I remember being in the crib, and I remember knowing I could shake this fucking crib,
uh-huh.
and it would drop. I'm like, I figured out how to, like, pick it. I'm like, eh. And, you know, I lived in a two-bedroom, one-bath.
You were not an infant, but continue.
I was in a fucking crib. What else do you want?
Aren't, like, babies in cribs till, like, five?
No!
Wait, when did they graduate from cribs?
At one!
What? I was in the crib until I was five.
Well, maybe it was just a prison. Maybe it's like a dog kennel.
Like two or three.
Oh my fucking God. No wonder my bed was so small.
What are you talking about?
You have smaller beds.
All of Ben's kids are out of a crib.
Oh my God. My parents kept. Okay. My parents just like one day uprooted me from a crib into a fucking stark bed in a dark room. Like it was traumatizing.
Well, I had a good mom. Oh my God. Okay. My mom.
You had a way better mom than mine. I guarantee you.
You know, my mom fucking busted her ass. She's like, she did. Fuck. All my dreams are gone and I have to take care of this shitty child. But,
basically,
you know, yeah, she took it with a stride. So mm-hmm. you got to give her props.
Well, yeah, she gave me you.
I mean, I gave you me.
There is more than one component involved.
Yeah. And then and besides, like, yeah, my dad, my biological father shot jizz out of his cock into my mom. Good yeah. job, bud. You did it. Woo. And whatever. You know, maybe one day, like, I'll be, like, out in a gay club in San Francisco, like, just going, cruising around and just fucking, you know, dudes in the ass.
Are
like,
you in latex?
No, I'm in leather.
Oh.
Fuck, would I be in latex?
Okay.
You have to get talcum powder, and it's a fucking hole to do.
You can also put baby powder in cats who have greasy coats.
But, yeah, so I'm, like, going around and, you know, fucking these old men and, like.
You're fucking old men?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're loose.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
it works that way.
Yeah, it does. They're they don't care. They have lower standards.
I'm going to ask the internet about this.
Do old men have loose buttholes? No. Yes, they do.
Okay. I'm going to say it more politely.
As a man that has been into a locker room and seeing old men butt-ass naked, because they just don't care anymore. They'll be butt-ass naked. And I can see, like, all, like a train tunnel.
Loose?
Like through their butthole, out their mouth. Like, I could use them as a fucking telescope if I wanted to. It's crazy.
Okay, shut up.
Are old men buttholes loose? Yes.
Okay.
That's why they wear diapers.
Ooh, anal sex links to increased risk of incontinence.
Yeah, because you lose of your
you
butt.
You are correct.
I know I
really
am.
In a bad, fucked up way, but you are correct.
Yes, I know I'm correct. But yeah, I'm out there like fucking old men.
Oh my God, and, it's way more prevalent in women.
Yeah, because.
No, because we have fucking fucked up pelvic floors.
That's fine. Let's just do your kegels. Just, you know, like, yeah.
Those do help immensely.
But yeah, I'm out there fucking like just old men. And like, you know, one just like kind of like looks like me a little too much. And I'm like,
okay, no. It is more common in men with regards to stool, not just your pelvic floor.
Yeah.
We're like, 50% whoa. Chance of it being causing it.
What, anal sex?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you just. That's why gay men just die of AIDS. It's way easier.
Okay, that's just inferring. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to say something that medical.
That's why PrEP exists, and you know, take your PrEP and woo.
What?
Do you not know what PrEP is? It pretty much just defeated AIDS. It's medicine. HIV prevention. Oh yeah.
What
go,
is it?
Go raw dog and you know, dude's ass. And you don't have to worry about HIV too much.
Tissue-borne illnesses.
Yeah, it's pretty much a preventative measure to prevent HIV.
Okay, this study is just statistics. It's not that helpful.
Yeah, I mean, old men butts are looser.
Oh.
Their balls are lower. It is what it is.
There's a PubMed paper.
But so I'm like fucking this old man in his ass, just cruising around. Looks a little bit too much like me, and I like look at him. I'm like, "Hey, what's your name?" And like
Alex. We got
his name's obviously not my name.
Oh, this study's super in depth.
Well, but, maybe his name's Xander.
No, I know his name.
No, it's probably Xander. I'm telling you, Xander.
I know his full name. But
so
I,
oh my god, guys! So in this study, they're basically okay. So this in the study,
the joke is I'm fucking my dad, but you know, just
oh my god.
Okay, no, I have something important to say.
What?
Okay, so in this study, they're basically doing two study groups. One is gay men fucking. One is gay men not fucking. So they literally did research on gay men fucking.
Yes.
This is amazing.
So much research has been done into that.
Because they were trying to see if there is a difference in the structure and function of the colon and anus after gay sex.
So, oh, really?
No. So these guys are fucking and then they're getting their buttholes measured.
And?
And they're getting paid money to do that, which is even better.
And your butthole returns. It's fine. You know, it's just a little bit easier because you can relax your muscles and be like, ooh, yeah. Trust me, there are fucking, you know, porn stars out there that only do anal scenes and just take holy big black cocks up their ass. And people are like, I bet your asshole is blown out. And she like posts a picture of her asshole and it's like, check for yourself. I'm like, oh man, real ass bitch right here. Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking just slapping them down. Suck a dick.
Okay,
yeah, assholes really- and vaginas are pretty much the same. You know, assholes have a couple sphincters and they're fucking greedy. But back to back to Jeffrey Epstein.
Who did not kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein doesn't exist. And no one has ever killed him or he hasn't killed himself. He is a perfect gentleman.
Okay, no, Tupac is still alive, but Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
This is what it's like when you go to a club and try and tell a good joke and like
I am engaging in your joke.
I'm like she's like a heckler. She's like I'm like, what about Jeffrey Epstein? And he's like, Jeffrey Epstein doesn't kill himself. No.
Okay, that's a statement that must be taken into account. Not
honestly, I don't care. Like
I know you don't care. But
like good. I'm glad the fucking pedophile's dead.
No. He was killed because he was going to fucking point out where the rest of the fucking pedophiles were.
No, he was never going to point out where everybody else was. Or he was just going to, you know, give up a few. Guess what? Fucking Ghislaine Maxwell is, you know, going to do the same thing. Guess what? She's still alive. And she was Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand gal. And she was the one that... You know, got all these girls.
Yeah, no, justice is not justice here in America. It's
yeah, no, if you have enough money, then you get to go ahead and go free.
Exactly. I need some, like, clap emojis right here.
Yeah, you're not black, so you don't get to do that.
I don't?
No.
Black people
wait,
get to do
so what can't she
stuff.
Do?
She can't, you know, go and be like, you need to listen to... Me.
Well, trances
Alex,
are reminded of him of black chicks sometimes.
I don't think Alex would be able to do that.
She's like,
I can't be snarky.
Like, do the stamp. Do like, Yeah, no, you don't have no black girl magic.
You can't do it.
Wait, I thought I was supposed to go Valley Girl. Was I not?
No, it's black girl magic.
Okay, that I can't do because I respect them and B, I'm white and I don't deserve to.
Exactly.
Oh my god, Alex.
No.
It's weird because like now I see Courtney on her camera and I'm like, I know where she is in her house now.
You're right. That's trippy.
I'm like, I know where that's at. That's at the refrigerator.
Oh my god, Courtney, sometimes I come down, like downstairs, and I am just so utterly convinced I'm going to open the door and see you. And then I open the door and I don't see you and it makes me real sad.
Aww.
Well, now you don't have to come downstairs anymore because we don't have a downstairs.
Yeah, no more base. Ugh. It's weird being vulnerable.
Why?
That's so sad, Alex.
I didn't mean to make you sad. I was just letting you know that I miss you.
She's like, I miss my Courtney.
Well, duh.
But she's making money taking care of her papa.
Yeah, no, she's where she needs to be, Courtney. You're doing a really good job, and I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, like if my dad needed me to insert a catheter in his penis, I'd be like, hey.
Quite honestly, Courtney, those headphones, like, really make your hair pop.
I'd take it to my brothers. I'm like, hey, dad needs his catheter in, and I'm the big brother. And it's like, no, you're a little brother. You're a little short-ass brother.
Quite honestly, I wouldn't mind stepping in, because at least I know how to do it, and I know how to do it on fucking cat penises, which are micro penises.
I mean, he's Italian, so either it's fucking hung. I've never seen his penis. I've never seen my dad's penis at all.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I mean,
that's so many lines that should never be crossed.
I mean, I've seen.
But isn't that why fucking Princess Peach was like into Mario, because he had a long dick? Because I'm assuming he's Italian. There's like a fucking robot chicken about it.
No.
Oh my god.
Sometimes Italians have short little fucking sausages. And then sometimes they're just fucking hung.
Like pepperoni.
Just like a fucking kielbasa. And, you know, like a kielbasa. Do you know what a kielbasa is?
Is it not a machete?
No, it's a big old fucking sausage. You know, like, the sausages go in like a U?
Oh, ew, the ones that look like horseshoes?
Yeah, those are my favorites.
They are?
Oh my god, I love them so much.
Oh, I'll get them for you then. Do you want that on your pizza?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just fucking deep throat the entire thing.
Okay.
That's.
I want to see that happen.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do what I do for my dad.
Courtney, okay, no, sorry. I would be like, I would have like a humongous step away from it. I could be so clinical.
I mean,
I meant like,
yeah, like, I can't roll them cigarettes. I'll be like, dude, you don't smoke cigarettes. I'm not rolling you cigarettes.
And
I just go buy him cigarettes from the store.
And his bowel program, like, I have to. He needs suppositories for that.
Courtney, I have to do enemas to cats, and sometimes.
Oh no, anal stuff?
No, sometimes the enemas don't help, and we literally have to put the cat under anesthesia and like manually like pull it out.
I think
it's awful.
I just had like a flashback memory.
What?
So, like, we had like a cat or a dog. I don't remember which one it was. I feel like it was like a dog, and. I remember, like, the doctor putting his shot, like, into its anus.
That was an enema, but continue.
I don't think it was an enema.
No, it came in a syringe shape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an enema.
Just right into its anus, and then it fucking sprayed shit everywhere.
Yeah, it I'm like, fucking works.
I'm like, oh, my God.
This is so commonplace at my job. Like, it's like a once a month thing. Cats get constipated like nothing else.
No, I think it was a dog.
I know. Dogs don't get constipated as much as cats
do. It was a small dog, I feel like.
Oh, of course. Was it a Chihuahua?
I don't remember.
Then it was a Yorkie.
Like,
Yorkies are just the British version of Chihuahuas. They're just the British version.
Like, I just remember, like, the, you know, thing going in the dog's ass. I'm like, oh, wow, that's, oh, my God. And, like, that's all that got saved. Like, that's the only footage. I'm like, I don't have any context clues. I don't know if this was my dog, if this is my mom's dog. If I was just wandering through the halls of, and he's like, walked into a room and seen this happen. I'm like, oh, my God, that's not even my dog or anything.
This is why you don't open the other door on the side of your room. You really don't want to see it. I promise you.
Trust me, like, human shit, it does not bother me at all.
Human shit is disgusting. That's why I work with animal shit.
Does not, not even a little bit. You know, like, the dude was like, took, like, because I was over at the house for the home inspection. And the dude, like, took the toilet off. He's like, oh, no, sometimes it can get a little bit stinky. I'm like, dude, do you think I'm scared? I'm not scared.
I've seen shit land in someone's mouth at work.
Oh,
more
God,
than once.
Please don't.
Okay, and every time that happens, you're
okay,
like,
guys.
Thank God it's not human shit.
So now we're going to play Two Girls, One Cup. And
but, like, way less gross. Because it's animal shit.
Two girls,
and
one cup.
You'll just get parasites. You won't get like weird like viruses that like destroy your organs instantaneously.
Please stop. Shut up. Please.
Poor coordination. Shut up, Alex. She does not like gross stuff at all. Mm. I don't know what time are we even.
It's got to be soon because I gotta pee.
Okay, we got 10 more minutes. So, let's go over the important news.
Wait, there's still news?
Yeah.
Beyonce's getting a house?
Yeah, of course.
But that's like the best part.
No, we have sad news.
We do?
Sad news.
About our house?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, thank God.
It's all good news about our house.
Fuck ye.
But, you guys have to get rid of a ton of shit, right?
It's going
to
be so cathartic. Oh my God, Courtney, I've like filled up the Nook room with shit I don't want to keep. Like, it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a yard sale. Or is it a garage sale?
Probably a yard sale.
Okay.
It's a yard sale.
But Trevor Moore, the great comedian from The Whitest Kids You Know, and the song High in Church.
Okay, now I know who we're talking about.
This comedian has just recently died.
Oh. That's sad.
I know.
Why?
Of COVID?
No.
That just makes it more sad.
Oh, shit. He was only, like, fucking 40 years old.
Heart attacks.
I mean...
Sugar and salt.
But yeah, he was, like, one of the founding members of Whitest Kids You Know. Death. He died at 41 after being involved in an accident.
Oh.
In a yard near at his residence.
Oh, so the police thought he was a burglar?
No details about this accident have been published.
He was murdered.
Maybe. I mean, that's usually what some dumb shit like that means, or he fell off a ladder or, you know, something. Or he killed himself. Mm-hmm. You know, shot himself in the head and be like, oh, it was an accident. Boom.
Shouldn't you leave a note?
No.
I'll leave you a note.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
But I'd leave you a note.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'd feel even worse. I'd be like, oh, man, she didn't even love
me. No, I'd leave you a note and it would blame you for everything.
Blame me for everything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing. Like, if I read the note and it's like, it blamed me for everything, I'm like, well, body's still warm.
At least before the coroner shows up, okay?
No, like, he'll be, you know, I'm like, give me 5 more minutes.
That would be hilarious.
He's like, dude, you know, ATM? Hey, she's dead. I'm like, yeah, she can't taste it. It's fine.
Yeah, no, that is the perfect time and the only time you ever get to do it is with my dead corpse.
And it's like, she's shit everywhere.
Well,
it's like,
yeah, I'm dead.
I'm like... Yeah, I know. I have shit on my dick and it's going in your mouth. And yeah, you're going to have to deal with this later. Not me. But
yeah. Okay. No. I don't want to wake. I just want to be cremated in my wedding gown.
I'm just going to like throw you in the ocean.
You will have to pay extra for that, just FYI.
No, I'm just not going to tell anybody.
Oh my God. Okay. Fine. Just tell
everyone. I'm going to like weaken to Bernie's you, like onto a boat and be like, oh no, my wife. And then like sue the boat company.
Yeah. Definitely make money off my death.
I'm like, you assholes, my wife is out. Oh, no, she's getting eaten by sharks. Oh, no, they're eating a pussy.
Like the tampon commercial.
I don't know what the tampon commercial is.
Okay, seriously, this is my favorite commercial in the whole wide world. So these two, like, beautiful models, they have, like, their skinny swimsuits, and they're, like, stick thin with, like, big boobs because obviously they've had jobs and whatnot, and they're disgusting freaks. So, like, they go swimming in the ocean, and a shark just takes out one of them. And then it like shows the logo for a tampon. And this is like it's like French or German. Like it wasn't aired in America.
Oh,
and
no.
I love it.
My favorite commercial.
I love it.
Glasses blowjob commercial.
I bought that tampon bag at off Etsy that says vampire tea bags. I was that person. And now I don't have a uterus, so I don't care about it anymore.
I can't wait for birth control. I'm getting the one in for my arm. Did I
fucking
tell you
love
that?
My arm. Like, I fucking love my arm. It helped me so much.
Yeah.
You know, she,
wait, you have my Google profile on here?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know my login? Actually, do you know my login now? What, Courtney?
Oh, so they ended up, my OBGYN ended up putting me in a referral for internal medicine.
Oh.
And I thought, like, she'd, like, that they'd prescribe me something because my testosterone is high.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't. They said that my OBGYN has to do that. I'm like, really?
Well, no, you went to them for the test, and then they do the report, and then they turf it back to your GP.
Oh.
Yeah. No, they're doing the actual test, and then the pathologist gives
Didn't do any tests.
But they did the ultrasounds, right?
So.
Yeah, but that's my, those came back as normal.
So here, check out this commercial.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I know. No,
what's this commercial?
All right.
Let's see.
Okay, I tried fitting a gear stick in my mouth, and it did not. Okay, like, I was really mad, but it did not.
Oh, this one's great, too.
Oh, my God.
Have you never seen this one?
$75.
Oh, my God, I love these.
So, how about a blowjob? Getting the nerve to ask such a question? $12 bottle of wine.
You're crazy, my parents might see.
Oh, come on. Who's going to see us at this hour? I'll return the favor.
Wait, can you imagine if we got caught?
The guy never returns a favor.
What my dad would do to you.
There's nobody around. Everybody's asleep.
No way. It's way too risky.
Please. I love you so much.
Oh my
Actually,
God.
Using a line like that? Another $12 bottle of wine.
I just can't.
Please.
Dad says to go ahead and give him a blowjob, or I can do it, or if need be, he'll come down himself and do it, but for God's sake, tell him to take his hand off the intercom.
Having a girlfriend whose father has a sense of humor? Priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Wait, oh my God. AMX? Oh, look, I guess AMX doesn't have to prove it.
God, I commercials back in the day were amazing. Okay, she's gone. She's like, I have to go pee.
She can hold it. I think it has been 10 minutes.
I mean, let's see, like, we got 2 minutes left. Bam Margera is suing Jackass because they kicked him out because he was doing drugs. And they're like, stop doing drugs, stop being a jackass. And so they kicked him out of Jackass and he was trying to sue. Don't think he's going to win.
Yeah.
And in other news, I have about 3 weekends to get the fuck out of this house.
Yay!
I mean...
Oh my goodness.
Hopefully by the
time... Have you asked them if you could stay an extra month?
No.
And at the normal price or no?
No, they're not doing that.
Oh my God.
Oh, look. She keeps on muting herself.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I was playing with a thing, like my screen protector is coming up and I was playing with it.
I can raise my hand. Oh, and it puts me at the top of the screen. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, if you raise your hand, it puts you at the top of the screen.
Did it put me at the top of the screen now?
No, it's probably because my hand is still raised. Oh, I can just lower my hand. Oh, there we go. Now you're back at the top. You have a white hand for some reason. I hate that.
Yeah, that's what I chose.
What, you can choose your hand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can do a whole bunch of shit here.
Yeah.
Let me just put like a lollipop in this. Wow. The things you can do in Zoom. Well, whatever. Thank you all for listening. Check out my other bullshit. I have Argue This. I have Broker Boys. We put the broke in broker. We are fucking poor boys that, you know, try and, you know, explore ways to invest and make our money grow. Argue This is just me and my liberal friend arguing about shit. He thinks homeless people are people. I don't. And yeah, check me out on Instagram and Twitter. I don't ever fucking post shit there, but on the off chance that I'm really bored and I have nothing to do, which is never, I'll post shit there. Alex the Truck across all social media. Courtney will never have an Instagram or Twitter, because she'll be like, oh, all these people love Donald Trump and they want to suck his penis. And, like, use it like mozzarella cheese. I fucking hate it. And my wife will never have one because she doesn't care. But that's it. And we'll see y'all fucking next week. Bye. You still there, Courtney?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You can say bye to the people, too.
Oh, bye. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Now I have to find the button to turn off the recording.